śpiewać tu Psychic Serenade. Jeśli nie wiesz, co to jest, odrzuć na bok myśli złe, złap swój dzień, wczuj się w rytm Psychic Serenade. Psychic zabrzmiało dziś jak nowy rytm, ten rytm, ten rytm kołysze nas jak słodki swing. I my wsłuchajmy się w tych dźwięków rytm, w ten rytm, a już wiadomość tą otrzyma każdy, kto odbiornik ma. Nie jest ważne to, co już masz, więc pamiętaj, też możesz mieć, a ten las, odbiornik też, las CQ Serenade. Daddy, daddy, da, daddy, da, daddy, daddy, da, daddy, da. To jest to, co słychać tu, CQ Serenade. Amatorzy ze wszystkich stref, niechaj już dziś też łączą się, chwyć za klucz, niech zabrzmi już CQ Serenade. Twój głos na falach słychać nawet w USA, a ty odbierasz też Chicago, Paryż, Krym. Chcesz mieć w zasięgu swoim dzisiaj cały świat, gdzie też przyjaciół wielu poznasz, mając udział w hobby tym. Daddy, daddy, da, daddy, da, daddy, daddy, da, daddy, da. Gdy ruszysz w świat, przyjaciół masz, CQ Serenade. Radio dostrój do QRG, każdy skrawek ziemi liczy się. Możesz go mieć, gdy poznasz już CQ Serenade. Rozumie każdy język, gdy CQ dziś na wybranym paśmie nadasz swym. I każdy może nadać dzisiaj raport swój. Już masz możliwość zawrzeć przyjaźń, poznać ludzi w świecie tym. Weź ze sobą radio swe, nawet gdy ci jest tak bardzo źle. To jest to, co słyszeć chcę, CQ Serenade.
Thanks for trawling the shortwaves with the crew of Free Radio Skybird. Stay tuned with us for a fresh catch of independent, free-minded, free-form, and free-spirited community shortwave radio.
Yeah. You found the right frequency. This is Free Radio Skybird, freeform, free-spirited radio for creative minds and DXers everywhere, broadcasting on shortwave.
Thank you. Remember, the new
KJRB.
You'll never forget it.
Thank you.
Whiskey Bravo 3, Delta Papa Papa, QSL South Carolina, you're 5.9 kilowatt. Thanks, Papa
4.9 kilowatt. Delta 0, Kilo Delta 0.
Delta Bravo.
Kilo Zero.
Kilo Bravo 8, Kilo Bravo, 5.9 kilowatt. Thanks,
P49Y. Sky blue.
In northern latitudes, nature offers up a kind of laser light show. NPR's Susan Stone went on a hunt for the northern lights in Iceland and sent us this audio postcard.
The northern lights, or aurora borealis, are created when a solar wind of charged particles enters the Earth's magnetic field. Tonight's guide to this phenomenon is Magnus Gudmundsson, silver-haired and regal, at the helm of a red minivan.
The northern lights come in all shapes. Sometimes they're like a curtains all along the sky, and then the light runs along them, and it's like they looks like they're waving, and that's what you call that they're dancing.
He's spent more than 50 years watching the northern lights.
Sometimes we see them instantly. Sometimes it's like hunting, and we can spend up to 2-3 hours waiting, watching.
As we leave the Reykjavik city limits, Magnus cuts the headlights. It's pitch black. He peers through the windshield, up at the sky.
Isn't it kind of dangerous driving around without the headlights?
Not when you know the roads. There are no animals in Iceland, so you're not going to run into anything.
And probably no people either. There are only 290,000 Icelanders, and what looks like even fewer trees. I gaze out the window, into the empty landscape.
Is that something?
Yeah. You have better eyes for northern lights than I do, don't you? These are clouds.
Suddenly, Magnus stops the car dead in the middle of the road, and we jump out.
You see them over there? Like, very high going up. And then there's a spot here. But in between, there are clouds.
There's a faint green, unearthly pulsing, like floodlights on the side of a building.
Look.
Wow.
That's on the scale 1 to 10. This is 1.5, 2.
We get back into the van and drive on and on. The weather is clear in the city, but clouds are hanging over the mountains. The northern lights are hiding from us. Magnus is about to give up, and then...
It is turning up to be something out there. So if I keep on talking, we'll see northern lights.
This time, when we get out of the van, it's like stepping into the center of the Milky Way. There are so many stars, it's overwhelming. Gossamer clouds streak down the side of the sky. And right in front of us is what looks like a green sun setting behind a cloud.
See, I'm dancing for you.
I feel tiny and majestic all at the same time. And really, really cold. We hop back in the van.
Even though I've seen this better display in my life, this has turned out to be all right. Look at that one.
They're pretty amazing. But after more than 2 hours on Northern Light Safari, Magnus has another destination in mind.
Do you know where you go next? Straight home at Tibet.
Northern light season is now coming to a close, but Magnus will be back on the hunt in October. Susan Stone, NPR News.
To see the Northern Lights for yourself, go to npr.org.
This is DJ Frederick. Our goal here at Free Radio Skybird is to provide you with a blend of music and entertainment that isn't common on the airwaves. We're also fans of radio in all of its wonderful forms. We're happy to provide QSLs for accurate reception reports, whether you're listening on shortwave, FM, the internet, or another audio service. However, please do more than just send for a QSL and then never tune in again. I encourage you to come on this journey with us and tune in to all of our broadcasts, and keep an eye on the Channel 292 website for frequencies and broadcast times, or email us at singinggrove@conknet.com for upcoming broadcast information. You can also check out our blog at freeradioskybird.blogspot.com. This is DJ Frederick, wishing you 73s and great DX.
Music of the future. Music of the future. Music of the future. Music of the future. Music of the future will sound like this.
Thank you.
And it's time for a quick program break here on Free Radio Skybird. Give you some time to get up, stretch, sip a cup of tea, cup of coffee, or adjust your radio antenna, or take a moment to write down our address for correspondence. Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, USA.
Woman's Hour's water bottle music for reading your letters. Well, we're not having your letters today, but a listener in Tring has asked how this music was produced. It was composed and produced, specially for Woman's Hour, in the BBC's radiophonic workshop by John Baker, and we've asked him to tell us about it.
The basic sound used for this music was made from a recording of water being slowly poured from a cider bottle. By taking just one of these sounds, all the notes that were wanted were made by playing the tape back at various speeds. The faster the tape goes, the higher the pitch. All the notes were measured and cut together in the right order, so that the tune sounded like this. The same technique was used for the bass. To get a rhythm track, I used the sound of a cork being pulled from a bottle. The tape was again played at different speeds, and the sound cut into a rhythm. By mixing these three tapes together, and adding some electronic echo, we end up with 8 seconds of music to introduce reading your letters.
Are you happy with us, Victoria?
Yes, I am. At least, I would be if my father were here.
Yes, I know, I know.
I wonder what he would have thought if he could see me now.
You miss him very much, don't you?
It's only when I close my eyes. I can still see him standing there before those horrible Dalek creatures came to the house. He was a very kind man. I shall never forget him. Never.
No, of course you won't. But, you know, the memory of him won't always be a sad one.
I think it will. You can't understand being so ancient.
Eh?
I mean old.
Oh.
You probably can't remember your family.
Oh, yes, I can when I want to. And that's the point, really. I have to really want to bring them back in front of my eyes. The rest of the time, they sleep in my mind, and I forget. And so will you. Oh, yes, you will. You'll find there's so much else to think about, to remember. Our lives are different to anybody else's. That's the exciting thing. Nobody in the universe can do what we're doing. We must get some sleep and let this poor old man stay awake.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chief hope of our enemies is to divide the United States along racial and religious lines and thereby conquer us. Let's not spread prejudice. A divided America is a weak America. Through our behavior, we encourage the respect of our children and make them better neighbors to all races and religions. Remind them that being good neighbors has helped make our country great and kept her free. Thank you.
This is Radio 390, broadcasting on 388.1 meters in the medium wave band, Britain's most powerful commercial radio station. This is Radio 390, closing down. We trust that you've enjoyed our programs today and that you'll join us again tomorrow. We'll be back on the air at 6:30 in the morning with our first program of the day, Morning Melody. Till then, we wish you a peaceful night and a pleasant and happy day tomorrow. So from us all here on Radio 390, good night, everyone. Good night.